latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. American billionaire Arthur Blank reportedly expressed an interest in buying Newcastle. 76-year-old New York-born businessman already owns the NFL team Atlanta Falcons and MLS side Atlanta United, but is said to be keen on branching into the European market. The American's rumoured interest comes off the back of a recent interview given by current owner Mike Ashley, who revealed it was possible the club could be sold before the January window, with talks at a more advanced stage. It's also claimed three other unnamed parties are considering buying the Magpies, with at least two signing non-disclosure agreements. Well, when asked about the admission that Mike Ashley's in talks with prospective buyers, Newcastle boss Rafael Benitez was remaining very coy. He said, "I've been talking with the managing director, Lee Charney. The message is very clear. It's business as usual, which means I have nothing to say." Well, as for the game against Everton on Wednesday night, Rafa Benitez says he'll again be without defender Paul Dummett, the fullback being out with a hamstring problem sustained on international duty with Wales earlier this month. And he missed the games against Burnley and West Ham as a result. The 27-year-old's been making good progress, but he won't be ready in time for the trip to Goodison Park. Well, other players are more or less in training and ready to return soon. Florian Lejeune, Jamie Sterry's training, everyone is training, but two or three players won't be available, so I'll have to make a decision later on a couple of them. I'll have more details in Wednesday's update. Well, we said before, we don't have a specific left fullback, so it's more important for us. Paul's a great pro, he's doing well, but if he's not there, we have to manage. United's three-game winning run came to an end in dramatic style, with West Ham beating Newcastle 3-0 at the weekend. Everton go into the game after a last-gasp derby defeat at Liverpool. The manager said, "I think when we talk about Everton, they're a great team and they've changed a lot and spent a lot of money in the past few years. Well, how will they react to the derby defeat?" He said, "I think they'll be like they were doing before, playing well. They'll be consistent." He said, "It will be tough, a difficult game."